hope this is going to speak. I'd like to thank Rabbi Center and Rabbi Stark for inviting me to speak to the Olam after such a while, after such a zman of Chanukah where the Olam was shtaiging a whole day, Yom Valayla Lo Yishboisu. Unbelievable. So I just want to say a story. There was a maisa, a kid named Avram. Avram was playing hide and go seek with his friends. He went to go out to hide, and he did such a good job hiding that his friends couldn't find him. After a couple of minutes, he realized that his friends gave up. He came running to his Tati, and he said, Tati, they're not looking for me anymore. I lost. They're not here anymore. I'm so sad. So his father said to him, the Magid Mizrich said to him, what are you sad about? You won the game. Till the Magid realized, wait a second, maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam is playing the same game. The Ribbono Shel Olam is also hiding, and we're not finding him. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is also very sad that we're not finding him. The Zman of Chanukah is a Zman of lights, when we're looking for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Zman where we light up things where we're not necessarily able to see things. It's the moment of darkness. We are now deep into the winter, where there's only darkness, and we don't see. The Chanukah lights are what's helping us look. We're able to learn such a project like this. This Chidoin with the Olam is mamish learning so stark. It's mamish unbelievable. So lemaisa azoi. It says by what? It says by Neres Chanukah, that lemala mechof is posel. If a person lights Neres Chanukah, the more than chof it's posel. And the shaila is, why should it be posel? The Gemara brings in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Chof Aleph Amabez B'Shem Rabbi Tanchum, lemala mechof is posel. Why should it be posel? Do you not see Neres Chanukah lemala mechof? You sure do. The next member of Rabbi Tanchum is what? Is a couple of weeks ago Pasha. Vaborek ein boi mayim. And the Gemara says, Vaborek ein boi mayim. Aval nechoshim ba'krovim yesh boi. Ask Kobi Akasha. What do you mean? Nechoshim ba'krovim yesh boi. It says in the Torah that what? Vaborek. The boar is empty. If the boar is empty, then there's nothing inside. If there's nothing inside, then there's nothing inside. Zagin delaimdim. What's pshat that these two members are the same? When you have lemala mechof. Avad, you can see the Ner, but the Ner is not being used with you. Just like by Bedikas Chametz, you take the Ner and you look, you use the Ner. It's not supposed to be a light that's out there. There's not supposed to be a Mir Yeshiva, a Panovich Yeshiva. There's supposed to be a Ner with you. You're supposed to take the Ner with you. Each and every person has the Torah together with himself. That's what Chanukah represents. And Lamala Mechof, you may see the light, but the light's not working with you. The brothers did not see inside the boar. Why did they not see inside the boar? Because it was lamala mechof. And if you look from atop, you may see that there's no water. But how are you supposed to know that there are no cracks? How are you supposed to know that there are no snakes and scorpions that are about to sneak out? They had no idea. When they saw the boar, it was a boar-ake. And Itaka had no mayim in it. What's mayim? In mayim el ha-teira. And if there's no teira, what happens? You better be sure that if you don't have teira in the boar, there's going to be nechashim and akrovim. And therefore, they didn't see the nechashim and akrovim because they were too high. You need to use the candle to look. In this dark period that we're holding in, we just lost the Gadol HaDor, Rabbi Aaron Leib Shteinman. We're in the darkest period. We need the Chanukah lights to take us, to illuminate, to find, to use the teira, to illuminate our lives. The shaila is, though, Chanukah's ending. Zoyis Chanukah. In the mirror, they're hoping that what? The Chanukah taka is over. It's been azoy. Oh, but lemaisa over here, in Rabbi Santa's yeshiva, it's been meridik amazing. And you know what? With this program that the Olam just did, watching you guys the whole day, has been amazing. And it can only be what? It can only be the stepping stone for what we're going to have coming up. Because now comes up the biggest program in life. The best program on earth. We have now incentives. And the Olam's going to shtag a whole, what's it called? A whole winter through. And this is the only way. Through the Torah. You know, I was thinking, Rabbi Center said that if he could have gone to work for the Chavkei. If he would have gone to work for the Chavkei, what would have happened to the OU? The OU would have been Oyvei. So therefore, I guess it's okay for us. I don't know what tier that's in. Oh, but Lamaisa, that's where we're holding. The Neres Chanukah are able to take us through and able to see. We're able to now use the Torah and be able to go through this darkness. We just lost the Gadol HaDor. The Gadol HaDor is going to be growing from these rooms, from these people in here. You know, during this last Kufa, we've had, you know, Shabbos Achdus, and now this Chanukah thing. It's been amazing. You know, we go day by day. You know, there's a guy in this room. His name is actually not Nachman, but I've called him Nachman. Why do I call him Nachman? You see, this guy over here made a siyum. His name is Avi Zellinger, but his name is no longer Avi Zellinger. It's from here on in Nachman. He made a siyum on Nach. How did he make a siyum on Nach? Because you know what he did? Nachman. Every day he did another parak, and he put together a string together. And not only did he do that, but he laid up the night, he's making other people do it. There's less. There's Lev, there's Kobe, the Olam is steiging the belt. It's not normal. But how is it happening? Only with the Neres Chanukah, from one light to the next. So now we're coming to this man, where now Chanukah is over. Zois Chanukah. But is Chanukah over? Let me ask you a question. Anybody's going to daven? If you're a Litvak, maybe you're going to daven Atachon and Tanun tonight by Maariv? Or if you're Chassidish, tomorrow night you're going to daven Atachon and Tanun? Are you going to say Havdalah by Maariv? Havdalah by Maariv? What's for a Mishigas? What do you mean Havdalah by Maariv? There's no Havdalah. Yeah, so how come it's like that? Says Dimrei Emes, the Heilig Geir Rebbe. Dimrei Emes says, Shabbos is Shabbos. Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima. When does it fall out? Shabbos hasn't fallen out on a Tuesday yet. It always falls out on Shabbos. Therefore, after Shabbos, you have to make Havdalah. Yontif is also called Shabbos. You need to make Havdalah. Zoktim Re'emes, what about Chanukah and Purim? Shouldn't you also have to make Havdalah on Chanukah and Purim? Chanukah and Purim are not Shabbos day holidays. They're holidays in the middle of the week. They're holidays in the middle of the week. You can't make Havdalah. Why? Because the whole week through, it's not a stop. It doesn't end on Shabbos. It goes from here all the way through. All the way through to the end of incentives. All the way to the end. How do you see that? How many Neris did we light over this Chanukah? Lamed Vav. Do you realize that Chanukah started on Chof Hei Kislev? Do you know that there are another 6 days in Kislev? And then there are another what? Another 30 for the end? For the next month? Kislev, then Tevis? You chop that. That means that Chanukah doesn't end. There's no Havdalah on Chanukah. We're not saying Atachon and Tanu. Not tonight, you Litvats, and not tomorrow, you Chassidishers. We're not saying. Why? Because Lamaisa 36 Neris. And let me tell you this. You know, Rabbi Shreicher told me all over a Murray the Gavort. Lamaisa, it says in what? Achetichle regular manashuk. Go ask Rabbi Shreicher what he said about this. Unbelievable vort, but I'll tell you another one. It says, Ner Ish Ubeisai. What a funny sprach. Ner Ish Ubeisai. Shouldn't say that each house has to light a Ner. Ner Ish Ubeisai. Like missing words. What's Ner Ish Ubeisai? Unbelievable. What's Ish? What's a gematria of Ish? Anybody? 311. What's a gematria? Say again. About that? Yeah? 311. What else is a gematria of 311? Say again? Who? What else is the gematria of 311? That's right, Shvat. Ner Ish Ubeisoy. Let's go to Bais. What's the gematria of Bais? How much?
412.
Good. And with the koilo, how many are in the chodesh of Tevis? How many are in the chodesh Tevis? Again.
411.
Again. It works out perfectly. Isn't that unbelievable? With the koilo tzuzamen. So that means Ner Ish Ubeisoy. That means the night of the nearest of Chanukah is supposed to last us through Kislev, Tevis, Shvat, all the way to the end of incentives. I don't. Chazal Mamish had it online. I guess we can give Chazal also an okay. If they want a corner office in the Chavke, we'll have to talk. But Lamaisa, what do you see from this? You see an unbelievable Zach. Now Lamaisa, I have to tell over a short story that I heard about Reb Shimon. Since we're holding over here after the Shiva, now Reb Chaim said we can come down again to the Zman of Simcha and dance L'Kavod HaTorah. But Lamaisa, what? Listen to this Maisa that Rabbi Wallerstein says over. Rabbi Wallerstein says that when he started, when at one juncture when he was busy with Or Nava, he went to Reb Shimon and he asked Reb Shimon, you know, I want to collect about $350,000 because I think it's time for us to build this dorm. I think it would be kedai for the girls to have a dorm, a place to go that they can stay over Shabbos. I think it's good. The girls think it's good. Reb Shimon says, "Wer zogt that the Eibishter wants? Who says that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants?" He's like, "Oh." So he said, maybe he didn't understand me. So he asks again. And then the Gabbai threw him out. He says, get out of here. Rabbi Aaron Leib is not interested. Nothing doing. The next year he comes back and he tries his luck time number two. And he says to Reb Shimon, you know, the matzav is getting worse. We need a dorm. The girls say that they must have a dorm. Zokt Reb Shimon, you know what? Not only going to have the money, 1, 2, 3, but you know what? The Shekhinah is going to dwell in this house too. So he looks at Reb Shimon, you know, but Mechilas Kvod Arav. What's pshat? Last year I came in here. You came out, threw me out with your own hands. This year, what? You're telling me that the Shekhinah is going to dwell here? What's pshat? He says, last year you said, it would be a good idea. We would like. Now you're saying we need. If we're coming to the Zman of Chanukah and we say that we need to use the Torah to get through the winter, then we need and we'll get to where we need to get to. Because the Torah HaKadosh is able to enlighten us. We'll be able to see into the boar. If there are Nechashim HaKrovim, we'll see them and we'll know where not to go. It's only the Torah that Kataka put these together for us. That's what we have to use. We have to use the Torah. So Lamaisa like this. By the Hasidim, tomorrow night, they take all the psilim. They put them all together and they make these huge bonfires. What's that all about? Zeus Chanukah. Zion of Zeus is the Zion Yemei Bereishis. Regular Be'ofen HaTeva. When you get to the eighth day, the last two letters of Zeus are Aleph Ad Tov. Aleph and Tov. From the beginning till the end, after the Zayin Yomim of Chanukah, if you use them correctly, you can now take Zois Chanukah and go from Aleph Ad Tov. The Koyach of Chanukah is able to take us not only through Kislev, not only through Tevis, but also through Shvat. So I just want to finish with the Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara we learned the Gemara in Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara says, Shor Echeres Shoyte V'Katan. If a Shor Echeres Shoyte V'Katan damages, the Gemara talks about over there, you have to set up an apotropis. The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yankiv Mishalim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yankiv Mishalim. Funny Lushan. Why does it say Rabbi Yankiv Mishalim? Frek the Gemara, Rabbi Yankiv? Maya Vidite. Who's this guy, Rabbi Yankiv? He's an apotropis. I think he's what's called? He's a Tana in the Gemara. What's going on? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yankiv Mishalim. Rabbi Yankiv Maya Vidite. Why is he paying? Says one, no. Omer Rabbi Yankiv Mishalim. Rabbi Yankiv says that you have to pay. Frek the Tona Rebbe. What is this, a joke? The Gemara left out the word Omar, so we started asking Kashis, who's Reb Yankiv? We're like, nah, Omar Reb Yankiv. He's like, what's going on here? This is a Gemara. He says, when he was a kid in Cheder, he asked the Shaila to his Rebbe. And what does the Rebbe say to him? Get out of here, we don't ask such Kashis. Zokta told the Rebbe, now I've been the Rebbe, and I can't frag in their Kashis. Frag their Azoi! What's Pshat in the Gemara? What's Pshat in the Gemara? Zokta Rebbe, I'll tell you Pshat in the Gemara. Rabbi Yankiv took the nearest of Chanukah, and he was sitting over the Gemara, and he was saying, you know what? I need to know Pshat over here. Chereshoyt v'katan. Yeah, these Nebuchals, they can't watch for themselves. We have to set up an apotropis for them. So now we have an apotropis. The apotropis is watching for the Chereshoyt v'katan. Tell me, we can be Mechayivim or not? Rabbi Yankiv has the near Chanukah in his hand, and he's trying to think. He's looking at the Gemara, he's wondering, I don't know, maybe you should have watched. You should have watched better. You could have seen better. So Rabbi Yankiv, you know what? I'll pay! Rabbi Yankiv got himself so much into the Gemara, he looked at himself, Kihilu, he was apotropis. He was mavakish so much, pshat, he put his own 2 cents into the Gemara, he put his whole body into the Gemara, and he said, Rabbi Yankiv Mishalim. Fred Gemara, Rabbi Yankiv, my avidite, ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yankiv, calm down, Rabbi Yankiv. Rabbi Yankiv, this is just the Gemara. Rabbi Yankiv says, no, there's no such thing as just the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yankiv. They calm down Rabbi Yankiv and they explain to him, Rabbi Yankiv, you're not the apotropis. And yes, there's a cherishoy divakotam, but it's not a real case. We're just handling in lumdis. Says Rabbi Yankiv, oh, but I put my whole body into the Gemara. And I was mavakish pshat. And when you have Neres Chanukah, you can actually be boidik, the makremis. And that's exactly why we use the Ora Ner. The Ora Ner is able to be boidik like we have by Pesach. You're able to look from one corner to the next corner. And Amritz Hashem, we should take Kislev, Tevis, Shvat, all the way through the whole, what's it called, the whole Zman, and it'll be A-OK if you try to use the Neres Chanukah to be Mavakish and find the Ora Torah.